Take your Bibles, please. Turn to the book of Ephesians, chapter 2. Ephesians, chapter 2. We'll read verses 9 and 10 together. We'll read these verses both in unison. Ephesians, chapter 2, verses 9 and 10. Ephesians, chapter 2, verses 9 and 10. Ready? Let's all read these together. Ready? Here we go. Not of works, lest any man should boast. For we are his workmanship, created in Christ Jesus unto good works, which God hath before ordained that we should walk in them. And let's pray. Father, thank you. Lord, what a great day you've given us this morning with Sunday school and the Sunday school classes alive with people and the power of the Holy Spirit. Then the church service this morning, oh my, how wonderful. These altars were flooded with people being saved, and the baptistry moved because of converts being baptized. Lives changed. Father, please fill our preacher again with your power tonight. We need him because we need the message you have for us through him, please. In Jesus' name, amen. You may be seated.
This morning, I told you that this evening's sermon would be a continuation or in addition to the sermon that I preached this morning. This morning, I preached a sermon entitled, Good Attracts, Evil's Attack. Good Attracts, Evil's Attack. Now, if you were not in the service this morning, I really do wish that you would get the CD and listen to the sermon. You did not have to be here this morning to be able to or to be able to understand this evening's sermon. Not at all. It will stand on its own two feet. But you will quickly notice that the two are connected. What I'm going to do is I have the sermon from this morning. Let me remind you of the main points that I preach this morning. Again, the title: Good Attracts, Evil's Attack. And I said this, I told you that good and evil were not the same. Evil and sin were not the same. Evil is when we hurt somebody. Sin is what we basically do to ourselves. I made this point. I said that Jesus was a friend of sinners, but Jesus was not attracted to evil people. He wanted them to be away from him because of the way that they are. Secondly, I told you that evil comes upon us as a result of good. The third thing I said was, then good can overcome evil. Then I said, the more good you do, the more it attracts evil. Then we said, evil then can be used for good, and evil can either be our friend or be our enemy. Now, some of you remember this sermon. Most of you, I would say 90% of you were in the service this morning. Now tonight, the sermon is entitled, How and Why We Must Survive the Enemy's Evil Attack. How and why we must survive the enemy's attack. Let me read to you again Ephesians chapter 2, verse 8 and 9, where it says, Not of works, lest any man should boast. For we are his workmanship, created in Christ Jesus, unto good works. Now there we see good again. God wants us to do good works in our life. Now, God wants us to be good, but the whole reason you're supposed to be good is so that you can do good. We are to do good with our lives. Now, according to this, it says, For we are his workmanship created in Christ Jesus. There is a work that I am to do for God. The same is true for you. Every person under the sound of my voice, whether you're a member of this church or not, there is a work that you are to do for God. You were created for a purpose. You were created to do something for God. And if you're saved, God did not save you just to sit. God saved you to serve. We are to do something for God. I say this two or three times a year, but why didn't God save you and then just take you to heaven? God could have saved you, let you die, take you to heaven, and go ahead and get to heaven, get started with eternal life and enjoying it up there. Well, why did he not do that? Because he left you down here to do something for him. God just didn't leave you down here to sit around and eat Big Macs and French fries, although that's a good thing to do. But God saved you to serve. You're supposed to be a participator, not just a spectator. I am to finish my course. I am to finish the work God gave me. And listen, folks, the work that God gave us always has to do with people. People's what life is all about. Life is not all about things. Life is all about people. When you're on your deathbed, you're going to figure out the nice car, the nice house, the nice clothes, the nice jewelry, the bank account means nothing.
Right.
It means nothing. What means something in life is people. People and God. Our work for God, yours and mine, is always having something to do with people and reaching people. My work for God, this week I've had the opportunity to win, I think, 6 different people to Jesus Christ. Now, as a personal soul winner, that's part of the work that I'm supposed to do. Our lives are about helping people and reaching people. Now, remember something. It says here, for we are his workmanship, created in Christ Jesus unto good works. Our lives are to be working for Christ Jesus, and that work is reaching and helping and loving people. Now, we're all to find and reach the people that we were left here to reach. This is how we serve God. Now, what happens? That's what we call doing good. Now, Satan wants to stop us from doing that people work. Satan, that's God's will for our lives. It's primarily about the people that we help, the people that we reach, the people that we love, the people that we serve. Now, the devil comes along and he says, if you're going to do good, I want to stop you from doing that good for those people. You see, the devil, when he attacks you, when the devil's evil comes upon you and he tries to attack you, his purpose is to stop you from doing the good that you would do. Then, in essence, he's trying to stop you from helping the people that you were left here to help. The enemy launches an evil attack on those who try to do God's will of reaching and helping people. Now, the sad part about it is Satan sometimes uses people to attack people. Satan, who is the evil one, tries to influence people to become evil, and that evil's purpose is to stop you from reaching the people, helping the people, loving the people. God left you here to help. Now don't forget, we are his workmanship, created in Christ Jesus unto good works. And the minute we start doing those good works, the devil tries to stop us from doing those good works. And the issue is not all about the good works. The issue is all about the people for whom or to whom we are ministering with the good works. Now, does that make sense to you? It's not just the good work. You say, well, I did a good deed. Well, really, the whole object was the person you were helping, the person you were loving. It's not all about your good deeds. I walked a little old lady across the street. Well, the walk across the street didn't mean that much. It was the fact that you helped a little old lady. Now, we must survive our enemy's evil attack. Why? For the sake of the people that we're supposed to help. See, there are people you're supposed to help. There are people that you're supposed to influence. There are people that you're supposed to love. There are people who are hungry that you're supposed to feed. There are people that are naked that need to be clothed. There are people that are lost that need to be saved. There are people that are discouraged that need to be encouraged. And when the devil comes along and he tries to attack us with evil, you and I have got to survive the attack. Why? For ourselves? Yes, but no. I've got to attack, I've got to survive the evil attack for the sake of others. For the sake of the people I'm to love. For the sake of those people who are the work that I am to do in this life. That's why we've got to survive the attack of the devil. Now I want to show you something. And I want to help you with your attitudes and toward this thing of surviving when evil attacks us, when it comes upon us. Let me show you how to survive the enemy's evil attack, how you can do it with a good attitude. Why? So you can fulfill the people helping job or work that God has given you to do. And remember, everybody here, You were saved to be used of God, not just to make money, not just to eat some food, but to help somebody. Now, folks, that you say, well, this is a Baptist church. Well, I'll tell you something. What I just said is so Christian all the way to the core. If you can't accept it, there's something wrong with you. You were saved to help somebody. And if that cripples you, you're pretty corrupt in your thinking. You are not here. Life is not all about me, 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 and you. It's about others. Others, Lord, yes, others. This are my be. Hey, it's all about helping other people. Now listen, when evil attacks you, stop and realize something. You're to be doing good, and the evil comes upon you, and it's trying to stop you from doing good, but it's not all about just the good that you're doing. It's about the people to whom you're doing the good. And what the devil's trying to do is to keep you from helping and reaching and loving and encouraging the people that need you. That's the people of today. That may be people of next week, next month, next year. If the devil could get you sidetracked and get you off the right path of doing good, then he gets to hurt everybody that you were supposed to influence the rest of your life. Now, how can we make it through this? How do we have to think about this? Remember, you overcome evil with what? Good. Good. Now, here we go. Number one, we must realize that our enemy is not our enemy, but there is someone behind our enemy. Right. Let me say it again. We must realize that our enemy is not our enemy, but there's someone behind our enemy. In Mark chapter 1, verse 13, it says, "And he was there in the wilderness 40 days, tempted of Satan, and was with the wild beasts, and the angels ministered unto him." Here the Bible says that Jesus was tempted by who? Satan. Now, I want you to remember something. It is the devil that is the evil one. And it is the devil that tries to get people to do evil to you. So you remember something. When someone is evil toward you, who's behind it? Satan. Satan. It is Satan that is behind it. So what I want you to remember, when you're attacked by evil, when somebody tries to hurt you, when someone is trying to mar your reputation or attack you, you've got to remember something. That person is not the beginning of evil. That person is the middleman. Because evil comes from Satan. Satan uses people to be evil toward other people. You see, I hate the devil, not a person who is being used by the devil. Oh, I wish I could get you to understand this. Don't hate people. Hate the devil. You want to hate sin. You want to hate the devil. But we're not to hate people. We're not to hate people. We're to love people. You see, I hate the devil, not the person who's being used by him. I hate the accuser of the brethren, not the brethren the accuser is abusing. You hear it? I hate the accuser of the brethren, not the brethren the accuser is abusing. Because you see, if some Christian in the church rises up against you and tries to hurt you, you know who's really behind it? Satan. Satan. You don't have to hate your brother, but you might want to stop and figure out who's been whispering in their ear. It's the devil. The devil would love for you to target your animosity toward a person and miss altogether that it is the devil behind the evil attack. The devil uses people to accomplish his purposes, and to hate a person is to hate the wrong target. Hate the devil. Now, if you could do this, some of you, your Christianity would grow up tremendously. It would grow up tremendously. If somebody hurts you, I want you to understand, the devil is behind all hurt. You don't have to immediately get bitter and immediately get angry and immediately want revenge. Why don't you stop and look at that human being and say, you know what? I know who's really behind this. I know that person is being used by the devil, and I know who I'm to hate. You need to look past the human instrument that has hurt you and look to the real, nasty, vile, wicked, crummy person, or the one who's really caused your hurt. That's the devil. We realize we're in a spiritual warfare, but we forget that spiritual warfare is between God and the devil, not us. Not me and you. And so we've got to realize that our enemy is not our enemy, but there is someone behind our enemy, and that evil has launched from the throne of Satan. Your real enemy is the enemy behind your enemy. Now, if you can learn that, you're going to get along in life a little bit better. You won't be going around with a chip on your shoulder and can't get along with this person and can't get along with that person and holding grudges and seeking revenge. You know, all those things are going to bitter your spirit. And you're not going to get out of this thing without having some evil come upon you. It's going to happen. Somebody's going to hurt you. So, I said, number one, we must realize that our enemy is not our enemy, but there is someone behind our enemy, and that's Satan. Number two, you heard me say this morning. I want to say it again tonight. We must not return evil for evil. 1 Peter 3:9 says, not rendering evil for evil or railing for railing, but contrarywise, blessing. Remember now, sin and evil are not the same. Sin is something you do wrong that hurts you. Evil is when our wrong is trying to hurt others. Evil is a bit of a conspiracy. Sin is using our tongue to cuss. Evil is using our tongue to gossip, backbite, slander, hurt, tear down, or be negative. Why? Sin hurts me. Evil is me hurting someone else. Remember this. I said we must not return evil for evil. Why? That's exactly what the Bible's teaching. Don't try to hurt the people who hurt you. Do not plot against the ones who plotted against you. Do not gossip against the ones who gossiped against you. Do not slander the ones who slandered you. Do not attack your attacker. See, listen to this. Satan would love for evil against you to produce evil coming from you. I said Satan would love for evil against you to produce evil coming from you. Now listen, if somebody attacks you in an evil way, and they draw you out, and you attack back, you have just lowered yourself to their level. Your ultimate goal, what's our ultimate goal? To do good. We are His workmanship created in Christ Jesus unto good works. Always keep your eye on your ultimate goal. I've got to help everybody I can help and encourage everybody I can encourage and love everybody I can love and feed everybody I can feed and win everybody to Christ that I can win to Christ. Remember, your ultimate goal is to serve, reach, and help the people God left you here to help. But if you render evil for evil, you have now become a people herder, not a people helper. You've just stepped out of the will of God. You see, when you render evil for evil, the evil that came upon you was to hinder you from helping people. When you turn around and you go back after somebody with evil, you cease to be a people helper. You become a people herder. You have rendered evil for evil. And guess what? The devil got what he wanted. He didn't want you to help people. So you see, we've got to remember something. Our enemy is not our enemy, but there's one behind our enemy, and that's the devil. And then we should not return evil for evil. We should not return being nasty for someone being nasty. Number three, and I really hope you'll get this, see your enemy as a human who is hurting themselves and being hurt by the devil. See your enemy as a human who is hurting themselves and being hurt by the devil. The Bible says in 2 Timothy 2:25, in meekness instructing those that oppose themselves. Do you realize that someone who has become evil toward you and nasty toward you, do you realize what they're doing to themselves? Realize your enemy, did you know they too have burdens? Did you know that your enemy has heartaches also? Could you work that into your thinking? Do you love people? The Bible says you're to love your enemy. Did you know that your enemy has to struggle with gas prices that are outrageous also? Could you take a moment and think about their struggles? Realize they too have disappointments in life. Realize their evil toward you, it's going to do nothing but make their life worse. Are you spiritual enough to say, someone's attacked me. They tried to hurt me. Now the natural thing is to say, get them. But it might be that you ought to step back and say, you know what, the devil's tricked them. The devil has tricked them. I am not going to be evil back. Those people have problems. Those people have heartaches. Those people have burdens. Those people have the hurts of life too. Realize that their evil toward you is going to complicate their life even worse.
Right.
See, God doesn't bless evil. Which means what? If somebody's become evil toward you, God will not bless them. He said, good, that's what I want. You're not a good Christian then. These people who have been evil toward you have multiplied their heartaches and their headaches. They are being hurt by the devil as he uses them as a pawn in a chess game of destruction. They're just trash to the devil.
Right.
Really, when it's all said and done, the issue is not you. The issue, he was going to destroy them.
Right.
Maybe you ought to take a moment and think about the people that rise up and are evil against you, what's going to happen to their life. I honestly don't know any way to say it. I feel sorry for the people who do evil against me. Because they sure have complicated their lives.
Yes, sir.
You say, well, Brother Owens, the Bible says, touch not mine anointed, nor do my prophet any harm. Oh, I know the Bible says that. I don't want any harm to come to them. That's not my goal. You know, sin hurts people. And evil is the worst kind of sin. So when somebody has launched an evil attack upon you, then they have hurt themselves.
Right.
Let me help y'all. Let's all stop and listen to the rain for a second. Ready? Listen. Okay, it is raining. That's happening outside. That's water coming down, not up. All right. Have you listened to it? All right. Now, look right back this way and let me have your attention again. When your enemy has attacked you, stop and realize something. They have just hurt themselves terribly. If you don't want to be bitter in life, if you don't want to find yourself angry in life, you're going to have to start realizing that even your enemy is a human being. And they have burdens, and they have heartaches, and they have disappointments in life. And the truth is, if they have launched an evil attack on you, they have just messed up royal. Their life is going to get twice as bad. Sin hurts people. And remember, evil is the worst kind of sin. So they will suffer the worst kind of hurt. And to be honest, I don't like it when people hurt. You know, years ago I had someone attack me. And I remember saying to my wife, I just feel so bad for them. I just know what's going to happen in their life. And I watch their life fall apart. I watch their family fall apart. I watch them lose everything. Why? They launched an evil attack. Now, I'm going to be real honest with you. I didn't wake up in the morning and say, yeah. I didn't feel that way. Why? They were just trashed by the devil. He just got another one. The human race wasn't supposed to be trying to tear each other apart. The devil, he plays us. The devil takes us for suckers. The devil uses us against one another. Boy, does he do this in churches. He'll take one and use them against another and cause all sorts of heartache. And then the devil will try someone, walk away and laugh. He didn't care about either one of you. Well, I recognize that. And that concerns me. You see, we've got to realize our enemy is not our enemy, but there's someone behind our enemy, and that's the devil. So we should not return evil for evil. We should stop and realize that our human enemy is hurting themselves, and they're going to be hurt by the evil that they have brought upon themselves. Let me say my next point, number four. Do not make the mistake of asking God to judge them. Yes. Deuteronomy 32, verse 35 says, "To me belongeth vengeance and recompense. Their foot shall slide in due time, for the day of their calamity is at hand, and the things that shall come upon them make haste." Here, the Lord said, God said, "I am the one that decides that vengeance is necessary. I am the one that decides if vindication is necessary, not the human race." You say, why? You're not smart enough, nor are you pure enough. The only one who truly has earned the right to decide about vindication and truly has earned the right to decide about vengeance is God. Why? He is perfectly holy. He is perfectly just. You say, "I want vindication." You better hope God never comes after you with vindication. You sinned against him. You turned your back on a holy God. You deserve to go to hell. You better hope he never says that you're going to be vindicated for what you did to him. See, do not make the mistake of asking God to judge them. I decided something a long time ago. I don't want vindication. So what do you want? I just want to help all the people I'm supposed to help between here and heaven. That's all. Wonder if somebody hit you along the way. I'm just going to keep on helping people all along the way. That's my goal. I don't seek vengeance. Why? Vengeance is God's. I not only don't ask for vengeance, I let God decide if it's even needed or if it's even right. That's not my job. You see, somebody attacked me. Keep doing good. But I need to go get them. Keep doing good. It's not up to you to decide if you get revenge. It's not up to you to decide if you are even vindicated. You say, I want vindication. God wants you to do good. I let vindication be God's business, not mine. I do not need vindication to go on and do the work that God sent me here to do. I don't demand it from a human, and I don't demand it from God. I don't waste my life waiting for vindication. I go on and serve all the people I can serve. It's my job. So, what are we doing? Well, we are doing good in our life. Why? Because that's what we're supposed to do. God said we are his workmanship created unto good works. So I'm doing good, and then somebody attacks me with evil. What do? Immediately I stop and think, okay, that's a human attacker, but I know behind that human attacker is the devil, the real, real evil. So I'm not going to return evil for evil because that would lower me to becoming what they are, and I don't want that. I'm going to stop and look at my human attacker and realize they have burdens and heartaches, and the devil has deceived them, he's using them, and their life just got a whole lot worse because they attacked me, and I think I'll care about that. Then I don't say, "God, judge them. God, you get them. You tear them up." I don't think that was the attitude that God, I don't think God was saying when he said, "Vengeance is mine." I don't think he was saying what you're to do is say, "God, I won't get revenge. I hope you do." I don't think that was God's plan. I think it was God's plan that you keep your nose out of the vengeance and the vindication and say, "God, I'll leave that to you." Well, what are you going to do in the meantime? I'm going to go help everybody I can help. Why? The very reason the devil was coming at you with evil is to stop you from doing the good. Keep doing the good that God left you here to do. Let me go on. And this is the last point. Stay with me. Number five, do not let the enemy's evil attack distract you from your original purpose. You say, "What's my original purpose?" Helping people. We are his workmanship, created in Christ Jesus, unto good works. Remember, there's a difference in a be-gooder and a do-gooder. You say, "Am I to be good?" Yes, you are, but you're to be good so you can do good. We do not clean up our lives so we can strut around and say, "Look at me, I'm different than the world." We clean up our lives so God can use us to go help people. So, I am to be reaching people. The workmanship in Christ Jesus, it's not all about, you know why we have this building here? Not to show it off to the community. It's all about people. It's all about people. Everything we do around here, it's all about God and people. We're not in a competition with the world to build our properties up so we impress them. No, it's a place to house God's people so we can preach and teach the Word of God. This is not a museum. It is a factory. Its purpose is to help people. That's what it's really all about. Now, don't let your enemy's evil attack distract you from your original purpose, which was reaching and helping people. Too many people let an attack stop them from doing their work for God. You take the story in the Bible of Nehemiah. They were God wanted the wall around the city of Jerusalem to be rebuilt. Nehemiah was leading the people to rebuild the city, or the wall around the city. A couple of people that were evil, Sanballat and Tobiah, launched an attack on these people that were actually rebuilding the wall. I mean, they were rebuilding the wall with stone and cement or mortar, and all of a sudden, these two men stir up a bunch of people. It was evil. They were stirring people up. They did it with letters. They did it with gossip. They did it as an attack on the leadership, and they get these people mad, and they get the enemy to go down and attack the people that are actually working on the wall. So the people working on the wall, they had a trial. What was that for? That was to spread the mortar to build their wall. But they also had to get their sword. And when the enemy would come to attack, they would set their trial aside, they'd pick up their sword, they'd fight the enemy for a little while. When the enemy would retreat, they'd put their sword down and pick the trial right back up, and they would start spreading mortar again. That's exactly what God wants us to do. See, what some people want to do is when they're attacked, they want to set the trial down, pick up the sword, fight the enemy, and they just keep chasing the enemy and fight the enemy and fight the enemy and fight the enemy and fight the enemy. Well, what's happening? All the time they're fighting the enemy, and sometimes uselessly, the work of God is not being done. And the devil says, gotcha. I got you. You were busy fighting each other. I got you. You were busy fighting that evil when what I wanted you to do is keep, God wanted us to keep on serving, and the evil said, I'll keep you from helping those people. Too many people let an attack stop them from doing the work. They spend all their time thinking about the evil that's come upon them and none of their time doing God's work. Your goal is to accomplish your work for God, and that's helping people. I'm going to give you two or three definitions of some words, and we'll be done, and we'll go home for the night. Some of you need to understand what perseverance is. This thing of perseverance is getting to the goal that God has set for your life. If you want to persevere in your Christian life, you are to get to the goal that God has set for your life. Battles come, and the enemy wants to keep us from God's goal. Now, I win if I fulfill God's goal for my life in spite of an evil attack. So, what's God's goal for my life? That I help all sorts of people. Everybody here, there are people you're to be helping daily on a weekly basis. Every year of your life, there was somebody else you were supposed to help and love and win and feed and clothe. God did not leave you here just to come to church and learn the Bible. He could have taken you to heaven to do that. He left you here to reach people and teach people and love people and be good to people. Now, if you're going to persevere in your life, you have got to get to that end goal. What's that? Reaching all the people you were supposed to reach and helping all the people you were supposed to help. Now, that's what perseverance is. Now, let me give you another word. Endurance. Endurance is continuing toward that goal even if the enemy opposes you. You see, my purpose is not to fight the enemy, but my purpose is to reach the goal of reaching the people. See, there are people in this life that I'm to help, and I must help them if I am to fulfill God's goal for my life. If I spend all my time fighting some evil enemy, then I am not helping the people God created me to help. If you get to call yourself one that persevered, you got to reach the end goal. But you will have to endure the attack, helping the people on your way to the end goal. So perseverance is getting to the goal. Endurance is going through what you must to get to the end. And then finally, and I thought about this for a long time, long-suffering. We think that long-suffering is all about us. Let me explain something to me. Long-suffering to me is when you endure an evil attack, but you do so you can keep helping the people you love. Therefore, having accomplished perseverance. Let me say it again. Long-suffering to me is when you endure an evil attack, but you do so you can keep helping the people that you love. I don't consider long-suffering just personally enduring the attack of evil. Long-suffering is not all about you. But long-suffering is all about helping the people that are God's goal for you to help in your life. We suffer for the sake of others, not to just personally survive the attack. No, to help the others. See, some people think long-suffering is all that you go through and all that happened to you, and it's so bad. Oh, no. Long-suffering is you suffer because you've got to suffer to help those people. Whatever you got to go through in life, you go through it. Why? You love people and you want to fulfill the purpose of your life. The real reward for long-suffering is not a slap on the back that you get because of your character. But the real reward is that people you were supposed to help were helped even though you were under attack and suffered. See, we all want that big old slap on the back. You're a good old boy. You know what? The real reward will be all the people that you got to help because you took the beating of the devil and kept on going and you said, I will persevere. I will fulfill the will of God for my life. I'll endure the attack of the devil. I'm going to do it. And it's called long suffering, but it's not all about you. It's all about the people you're supposed to help along the way. Don't make the victory in your life victory over the enemy who launched an attack on you. Make the victory in your life that you stayed on course and helped and reached people all the time the evil was coming against you. You hear me? What I'm telling you is, we think, we're almost so vain and so full of pride, we think that the attack's all about us. Well, the devil's attacking me because I'm somebody. Oh, no. The devil's attacking you because the people you're supposed to help are somebody. And you are to get your eyes off yourself and say, whatever the devil sends my way, I'll take it because I've got to help those people. That's what my life is all about. Satan's goal is not just to get you, but to stop you from helping the people you are left here to help. Now, some of you, you need to wake up and realize you are supposed to be helping people. You need to fulfill the purpose of your life, and it's not sucking down Big Macs. It's helping people. See, your pride causes you to think that you're the primary target of the devil. That's not so. The enemy's evil attack is more so about keeping you from doing the good to the people you're supposed to be helping. So, in other words, you may survive the attack of the devil, but if you weren't helping the people you were supposed to help all the way through, the devil got what he wanted anyway. Say, I stopped. I fought him. I fought him for years. Well, if that's all you did, he kept you from helping all the people. You survived. They didn't. And good works is not all about doing good. It's not all about being good within yourself. It's about doing good for others. We somehow get off track. You need to survive the attack of evil. Why? So you can keep on helping your kids. So you can keep on helping your Sunday school class. So you can keep on winning people to Jesus Christ. And whatever you do, when the devil hits you, that's not the time to run. You say, I'm going to quit this, I'm going to quit that, I'm going to quit this, I'm going to quit that, I'm going to quit this, I'm going to quit that. That's exactly what the devil wanted you to say. But I'll tell you what I'm going to do. I'm going to quit all that stuff, but I'm going to fight this evil attack. You're wrong. You will fight the evil attack by continuing to do the good with your life because you overcome evil with good. I can't tell you how many people out of church and out of the will of God because when hardship came their way, they quit their duties. I'm going to fight this evil. You fight the evil by keeping your duties. You just keep going. And anybody in here that's ever survived an evil attack would tell you, yeah, that's what I had to do. I kept going through it. So if I'm going to persevere, which is get to my goal, I've got to endure an attack, and I will go through some long suffering, but the long suffering is not all about me. I suffer long to help them. And the real, real trophy at the end is not, look at me, I had long suffering. No, the real trophy at the end is we helped all those people as a result of what we went through. Evil. We are his workmanship. created in Christ Jesus. You see, we must realize that that human enemy is not the real enemy. The devil is behind anyone attacking you. Then we must know not to return evil for evil, because the devil would love for the evil that's come against you to produce evil coming out of you. Then we have to see our human enemy as someone that's hurting themselves, being used and abused by the devil. And actually, it'd be great if you could get some compassion and say, what a mess their life is going to be because of the way that they have treated me or my family. Then, don't make the mistake of saying, judge them, God, get them. No, you leave that alone. That's up to God. That's His business. Then, don't let the devil's attack, the enemy's attack, keep you from doing what you're supposed to do with your life. What is that? Reaching people, helping people, loving people, encouraging people. You keep on doing all those things in the midst of an attack upon you. Why? What the devil really wants, he's not just out to get you. He's out to get everybody you were supposed to be helping. Because your ministry is all about reaching people, loving people, helping people, feeding people, teaching people, encouraging the discouraged. So remember, the devil's attack on you, I don't think he thinks you're such a hot shot. I you know something, folks? I don't think that Jeff Owens is anything. But I know when the devil attacks me who he's trying to get. He wants to get the people that I'm to love, that I'm to help, that I'm to encourage. And while he's busy attacking me, by God's grace, it's my goal to keep on helping you and keep on loving you and keep on getting people saved and keep on encouraging people. Look, if I get down and I can't help the people I'm supposed to help, the devil's won. Yes, sir. So that's tough. Yeah, it's long-suffering. But it's really not all about Jeff Owens. It's not all about you. It's all about the people that you're to influence. When evil comes, let's overcome evil. How? With good. And don't let the devil get the people that you're supposed to be helping. Some of you that are about to throw in the towel because things have gotten rough on you, you say, I just don't know if I can take it. Well, how about all the people that you're supposed to be helping somewhere down the road? They need your help. The ultimate goal is to fulfill the will of God for your life, and I promise you the will of God for your life is helping people. It's not all about things, it's all about people. So as you do good, the devil attacks you. What's he trying to do? To keep you from doing the good for people you're supposed to do between here and when you get to heaven. So when he attacks, don't stop doing good. Don't let him win. Keep the good going. Overcome the evil with the good. Oh, and whatever you do, don't become evil. Don't become the kind of person that attacks people and tries to hurt people. Don't become a people herder. You're supposed to be a people helper. If you're here tonight and you've never trusted Christ as Savior, we welcome you to the Savior. You may come at altar call time. Tell us you need to be saved. We'll take a Bible and show you how to do it.